بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continuing with our lessons on how to make our salah a reality. And as we have learned, that salah is the most important important thing in our deen after iman. If we correct our salah, then our entire deen will become correct. And we find with regard to salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, Aqim is salah. Wherever salah is generally mentioned, Allah ta'ala says Aqim is salah or Aqim is salah. That is, establish namaz. In other words, perfect your namaz. That is, learn how to make your namaz a namaz of reality, externally and internally. And when a person perfects his namaz, this namaz will remove from him all types of evil, all types of those things that will be detrimental to his iman. And such a person will be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, as it is mentioned before also, that it doesn't mean that until our salah is not perfected, that we say, no, I don't have marifat of Allah, my salah is not correct, so I don't perform. No, your farz duty you have to do. But together with that, be conscious that I have to perfect my salah. I can't just be performing my duty and then as we learned, that we're not concerned whether I pass in my namaz, what share of namaz am I getting, or is that namaz making dua for me, or is it cursing me? That when a person is not concerned of improving his namaz all the time, am I getting only 10%? Am I getting a pass mark 50%? And then am I going higher? So, all the time. So, a person should be working towards establishing his salah. But till then, if your salah is still not to that level, and it's according whatever quality your salah is, and your ibadat, you have to fulfill. Similarly, your hajj, the moment hajj becomes farz upon you, you can't say, I still don't have Allah's marifat properly, I will delay, I'll go next year, I'll go sit by my shaykh. The moment your hajj becomes farz, in that condition, you have to make your hajj. Yes, if it's a nafal hajj, you did your farz hajj, now you realize, no man, I need some, the reality of hajj. Then you go spend some time in the khanka by your shaykh, learn the riyah, get the marifat of Allah, then see the difference. So, Ya Allah Ta'ala is commanding us and reminding us that all the time we should establish our salah. So we came to this point here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that come 5 times a day to salah so that you can re-establish your iman. This declaration you made of La ilaha illallah, of Kalima La ilaha illallah, you made a declaration with Allah. You made an agreement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So come and renew that causes all the time. As it explains here so beautifully, that generally if you get a command from somebody that is of a lower level than you, then you don't want to accept it. One student tells another student that do this, you won't really listen. Your younger brother tells you, do this, you don't really listen. But if somebody of higher authority tells you, then you take heed, no, it's important. Your ustad tells you, your sheikh tells you, here you're getting this command from the highest authority, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that come 5 times to remain firm on this declaration, this agreement that you have made. And this will be a person who will do this, talib-e iman. A person who is seeking his iman to be all the time increasing. And as we have learned, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has taught us that al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. Iman is also such a great valuable gift of Allah. But iman also fluctuates. It increases and decreases. Today we are too worried of the price of the commodities of this world. And those are all perishable things. And what does it really affect us? But even people, we don't have money, but we worried of the oil price, the gold price, the dollar price, all these things. And what's the price of the dollar today? What's the price of oil today? All unnecessary things. How many of us are really worried? My iman, what is the price of my iman now? Is my iman growing or is my iman just, my iman, it shouldn't be that. Buzurgs give the example of iman like a candle. how strong that flame is. At the time of Maut, the winds of to destroy Iman blows very strongly. It shouldn't be at that time that the wind blows so strong. We haven't worked and strengthened our Iman that our Iman is blown off. So we have to be concerned all the time. So a person who's got concern for Iman, and why that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us here. Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi has given a beautiful example, and he says that in this world you get different companies, and very huge companies. So sometimes one company may be in UK, America, Germany, but they got branches all over the world. And those companies demand that the people from all the different branches, they have to come to the headquarters to see the workings of that company. And they remain within the how the company wants you to run them. If you don't come regularly and you don't see how the company is running, then you might start doing your own thing. So exactly the same, we find the markaz of Iman is Baytullah. The markaz of our Iman is Medina Sharif, where our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. So Allah Ta'ala also encourages us regularly, at least a person who's got wealth, once in 5 years, go for Hajj to strengthen your Iman. That is the markaz of Hidayat. And from there, the markaz of Hidayat spreads through all the masajids in the world. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, you come here 5 times a day, actually you coming to get your direction according to how Allah Ta'ala wants us to. Our mizaj, our nature has to become according to the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, like today we see in the world, in the name of Iman, in the name of Islam, how many different wrong sects are springing up. And we'll think, no, that I got my Iman, but I'm in the wrong direction. I'm so to be in the right direction, a person goes to the markaz of Hidayat regularly. And we see in every effort, even in the effort of Tabligh and Jamaat, they have annually or biannually, they have the markaz Mashwara. That is actually not just for a Mashwara. That is to see that the Satis have got the same kind mizaj, their temperament is still the same. They thinking alike. They doing the work was to be done. So exactly here also Allah Ta'ala is calling us 5 times a day. And so important that this is the most important thing that you should do the most. More than your eating also. Generally, although today we are eating all the time. But generally, people don't eat 5 times a day. Putting dastarkhan down 5 times a day. People don't even go to toilet 5 times a day. Here Allah Ta'ala is teaching us so important that your Iman, a person who's concerned of his Iman, he'll make sure he comes to the masjid with this conviction and with this intention that I'm going to renew my declaration with Allah, my agreement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to reaffirm my Iman. And this is so important, so beneficial. Our Shaykh explains, like in this world today you see many people, they graduate as doctors, lawyers, dentists, whatever. But every now and then, and after they finish, then to set up their surgery and that is another big cost. And then the world, the way they fool you to get you in their grips, they'll offer you finances, they set up your surgery, etc. because you're a doctor. But this is how modern day slavery. They want to keep us in their clutches all the time. And after that also, not only is the course finished, that now you are busy doing, practicing. Now every now and then there's updates. There's come for an update. There's a new update with regard to this. If you don't go, you'll fall behind. And for those updates also, you're not just going free of charge. You have to pay a price for all that. All that you have to pay a price. The most important thing that every time there should be updates is updates of Iman. Iman has to be growing all the time. And a person with Iman, a talibe Iman, once you get a talibe ilm, a person who's seeking knowledge, more important than that is a person who's a seeker of his Iman. That he wants his Iman to be of a level that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely happy with him when he leaves this world. So Allah Ta'ala has made the system also that you come to refresh this Iman of yours. Also, that's why we find when mashayikh, they make bet to their murids, that is so that they realize the necessity of getting marifat of Allah And this is the path to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those brothers who have taken bayat already, for them to renew their bayat, put their hands again on the hands of the Shaykh, this is also beneficial for them. Because bayat in actual fact, what is it? Tawbah. That you're renewing your tawbah. And this strengthens your iman. And it rejuvenates you. So very, very important that a person realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, that Allah Ta'ala made me the best of all creation. Allah Ta'ala made me ashraful makhlukat. So in order for me to renew this pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to strengthen and establish my namaz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, Allahu Akbar, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stresses very, very firmly that you must come 5 times a day. And not only just come 5 times a day, Allah Ta'ala has given open ijazat. Allah Ta'ala has not put you don't to come to the masjid, you don't come by any invitation. To come to the masjid, you don't have to pay any affiliation fees or anything. No mutawalli can tell you, this is my masjid. If any mutawalli say that, people will take objection and say, what use? Even if we put up the masjid, he's got no right to say that. So this is only and solely Allah Ta'ala has made the system. And in today's time with us, Allah Ta'ala knows that we come to the masjid last minute, we got so much needs. We want to go to the toilet, we want to make wuzu. Allah has made all that facilities also. And all those facilities are free of charge available for all of us. Although as we learned previously, and Hazrat teaches us, that we should think that somebody is paying for these facilities. So if Allah Ta'ala has given us the means, we should also pay. But even if a person doesn't pay, from Allah Ta'ala's side, Allah has made the arrangements. Allah has put the concern in people to take care of the masajid, etc. All this open ijazat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that just so that your iman can get strengthened. And your connection with Allah Ta'ala builds. And as the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds, forget just iman getting strengthened. Your enjoyment of life is something. And to the, then you'll see when you'll be looking forward for salah. You won't be thinking, "Hey, now I'm busy and in town. I'm busy with my business. It's the muazzin is calling. I'll delay it. I'll go later." No, you'll realize that this is the main thing. I have to go immediately for this. And together with that, Allahu Akbar, muhtaj awar ke izan ka aur ehsan man kisi darbar ya naqib ka nahi kya. Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it such that that we are dependent on any person to come to the masjid. That we are now dependent and we are muhtaj on somebody. That now we are muhtaj on the muazzin also. If we don't pay him, then we can't come into the masjid. Or we can't pay the mutawalli. If we don't pay the mutawalli, we can't come into the masjid. No, Allah Ta'ala did not make it such. And not only that, Allah Ta'ala made it even so simple that you are nobody's ihsan, nobody's favor is upon you. There's no guards here that you have to pay the guards or some to or somebody. There's nobody standing there that reservation only by admission only by reservation, etc. Nothing like it. Allah Ta'ala has made it open. So much so that you are an ordinary poor person. You come to the masjid, you get placed in the first serve. If you come early, you get the best place in the masjid. No mutawalli can say that place is booked for me. Or nobody can take this place. It's my place. Whoever comes first, he gets the best place. And the best place is right behind the imam. And behind the imam, then our deen is so disciplined. It has taught us then the next best place is the on the right hand side of the, right behind the imam's musalla. Then the first place of the right, then on the left. And this is how Allah's rahmat descends. So much so, Allah Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, one of our great pious elders. One day he was visiting our country in Laneja. Hazrat explains, it was a weekday. So in Laneja, normally people are all out in work. So very few people, local people in the masjid. So ulama went to meet Hazrat there. When they came to the masjid there, then as normal, when you come to the masjid, it's time to for sunnats. You know, the first service is empty, but we won't take up the place here. We'll read here, what somebody in that corner, somebody in that corner. So when the people were reading them sunnats, Hazrat to teach them all in ulama, he walked right behind the imam's musalla and he said, masjid mein imam ki musalla ke piche jagah hote huye, you see, all jagah namaz padna apne sakht nuksan karna. He says when they is placed in the masjid right behind the Imam's musalla and in the first saf, and you take out any other place, you have done a great harm to yourself. The best place you have left out. Today, sadly, we're living in an upside down world. We want the best place in the sports ground. We want the grandstands. We want VIP. And for all that, you have to pay. And that causes you harm also. Here in the masjid, the best place and the best property is the first surf. And here, these properties will pay for us. And we won't here. If you go to any shopping center, you go to any town, you have to pay the parking meters. Here in the masjid, there are parking meters that will pay us. And we will see the reward when we go for, when we leave. In the year after, we'll see this reward. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that you come to the masjid, nobody can block you. Nobody can stop you. There's no reservations. So much so that Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy for you also. That you are an ordinary person. You still don't even know how to read your Qulhu Allah properly. You don't, you are simple. You don't know how to read your dua. Allah says, you come, I have appointed an imam. You just listen. The imam will make namaz for you also. And your namaz will be made. Allahu Akbar. So how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nobody's ihsan, nobody's favor upon us. Nobody can say, I did you a favor to allow you to come into the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this favor, has made it very, very easy. And Allahu Akbar, to realize how necessary it is for us to come and how important and how beneficial it is that our iman becomes strong. Allah Ta'ala has now sounded or ghair hazri par wada sakht azab ka farmaya. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now announced that whoever doesn't come, whoever doesn't, is not punctual with their namaz, Allah Ta'ala has given severe warnings of severe punishment. And this punishment of Allah is not that Allah wants to punish us. This is a rahmat from Allah. It's a mercy that your father is telling you, you know, you go and run the shop. What a good business it is. If you don't go and do it, then I'll take away everything from you. I won't even give you, you'd rather just go and leave my home also. It's not that he wants to deprive you. He wants to make you realize what a great opportunity you got. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to realize that Allah Ta'ala has given us iman, the greatest wealth. Allah Ta'ala has made us his vicegerents. Allah is blessing us with all bounties. And Allah wants to just favor us more and more. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us that if you don't come, I will actually get upset because you don't want to take your full share. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example of this. He says, if my father, very rich man, now he's got many sons living all over the country, somebody in PE, somebody in Cape Town, somebody in Durban, Johannesburg, and he's very rich. He has given each one of them, set them up, businesses, everything. Now he's come to his old age, now he's still got a lot of wealth. Now he wants to, he says, before I leave this world, let me distribute all my money to all my sons. So he invites them. He says, this weekend I expect you all people to come because whatever I've got left, this money, now I want to give it, distribute it to all of you. I want you all, you all must come and take your share. And if you all don't come take your share, I'll get so upset with you all that what I've given you also, I'll take it away. So just outwardly, it looks like a form of warning and punishment. But it's not actually, it's a form of love. That the father loves them so much that they should realize he wants to give us more. And how foolish can we be that we don't go and take the share? So more than all the fathers, what that father, Allah Ta'ala, what share Allah is going to give us. And that father might peg off before they even reach there. He might pass away. Allah Ta'ala will never pass away. And Allah Ta'ala's treasures are not so limited that Allah says, I'll only give it to you now and finish. No, Allah Ta'ala's treasures are unlimited. Every time you come to the masjid, Allahu Akbar, the dua we read, Rabbi fili zunubi waftahli abwaba rahmati. That, oh Allah, forgive my sins, which is a barrier for me to collect all your mercies. Now open the doors of mercies for me. Not just one door of mercy, unlimited doors of Allah's rahmat is open to us. So if we don't come, Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala has warned us and given us stern warnings with regard to severe punishment. This punishment which comes in the Ahadith and the Quran Kareem is not actually what we understand, that Allah is just looking to punish us. Allah is making us realize that don't be so ignorant, don't be so childish, that here big deals you're going to get, and you're sitting in the bazaar and you're thinking there you're going to get deals. Those are not, those are perishable, useless things. Come here and see what I am going to give you. If you don't come, I'll be so upset. And janna chahiye ke aise ni'mat-e uzma se mahroom rehna aur wada sakht azab ka sir par lena badi nadani aur kameena pan hai. And a person should realize that to be deprived of such a great gift, Allahu Akbar. As we learn, the gift of namaz is the combination of the ibadat of all the creation. It is the combination and summary of all our ibadat. Such a great gift which we can't understand how great the gift of namaz is. Allahu Akbar. If somebody tells you, I'm going to give you a new BMW 7 series and you must come this time, you must report at the office at this time, you won't sleep the whole night because that is valuable to us. That is important. Wallah, one rakat, not just one rakat, one Allahu Akbar of namaz, of Eid Salah is more valuable than the whole world and whatever it contains. So a person to be deprived of such a great gift, and a person then further to take on have the strength to the severe warnings Allah Ta'ala has sounded of severe punishment, to think, no, I can bear that and I won't go. How foolish can such a person be? This is the sign of extreme ignorance. Bari nadani. It shows that you are so childish. You are so stupid, ignorant. And not only ignorant, you are a mean, you are a base person. You have got no intelligence whatsoever. You are a coward. In other words, you are enjoying all the favors of Allah. Allah made you His vicegerent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to increase your, increase your position all the time. Allah ta'ala wants to give you prosperity. And you still stay away. How stupid can you be? For a petty excuse that, no, I'm still in my business. Or I'm still sleeping. Or I still got this appointment. The biggest appointment is this appointment. That Allah Ta'ala not only gives us open ijazat, Allah Ta'ala appoints a special inviter. The muazzin is the inviter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like in the previous days, when there were no mic systems, the highest point of the masjid, the minara, the muazzins used to walk right up the steps and with the loudest voice call out to all the people that come here. Allah Ta'ala is distributing great favors and mercies, and Allah Ta'ala wants to bless you. And in these days with the loudspeakers, the mic systems, how the muazzin calls us, and if we still don't take heed and we still don't pay attention, then that is the height of our stupidity. That is a sign of our ignorance and how mean and coward we are. And the sign of extreme childishness. And we still regard ourselves intelligent. It shows how stupid and how foolish we are. And we should realize that we are in need of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We not a husband also shouldn't feel that I'm in need of my wife. If she don't cook, what will happen to me? A wife shouldn't feel I'm in need of my husband. If he don't go out to work and bring the groceries, etc., what will happen to me? A worker shouldn't think I'm in need of my boss. All those people are perishable. They're going to leave the world one day. Our needs are only being fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many husbands have passed away. The wife is still carrying on. So many wives have passed away. The husband are carrying on. So many parents have passed away. Small, small children. And we all say, oh shame, what's going to happen to the children? But those children grow up and what they become. In short time, people don't even know. You meet them on the occasion of the janazah, the mayyat day. After that, you hardly meet them. You meet them after 5, 4, 6 years. Oh, you are already so big. Who is looking after? We are only solely dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should realize that we are in need of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to come and get the mercies of Allah, Allah ta'ala didn't put any barriers whatsoever. So only a foolish person will stay away from this. Bas isi tarah azmati namaz ko khoob samajh kar tamam adab ke lai ke qabooliyat bargah badshah haqeeqi ke hove. Hove baja lawe. So now a person should realize and understand that what a great favor this namaz is. What a great valuable gift that this namaz, a person should understand from the bottom of his heart. What a great favor this is. And now in order to fulfill, to get maximum benefit from that, what all is the etiquettes of namaz. What all the etiquettes a person now prepares and go for salah.
In other words, you prepare yourself. You realize that I'm going for a very, very great purpose. Before, when you prepare yourself, your istinja, as it will be mentioned here, your istinja, your clothing, all these things, before time, you prepare yourself. Like a person going for a very important invitation, how he prepares himself. Just one minister invited you, or you are overtaken, and you preparing yourself, and you seeing the clothes you are wearing. And today, according to our limited, weak minds, if you get invitation by the state president, how we get, oh, we elated. Now you want to buy new clothes, and you want to know what type of clothes must I wear. And if you get invitation by the state president of America, nothing great, but with our useless minds, we think, oh, I got an important invitation. He sent me a ticket also, so I must go. Here we getting an invitation from Malikul Mulk, the kings of all kings. Allah Rabbul Izzat, whose kingdom nobody can snatch away. Allah Ta'ala, whose favors nobody can snatch away. Allah Ta'ala, whose treasures never ever diminish. So a person should realize that I should go with all the etiquettes, that I should present myself properly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just so I should make an effort that I make my namaz perfect all the time. And as we have learned that the simple things of namaz, that how to gain concentration, just to ponder for one moment also, to think that I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many ways Allah ta'ala has made it so easy to get concentration in namaz, it's not beyond any person's ability. Even the way weakest person can get at least a 50% pass mark in concentration. For example, we have learned just to think for one moment in every posture, just to ponder for a moment that I'm in the presence of Allah. Even 1 second. Or to think I'm reading this surah, this is the subject matter. Or to think I'm in ruku now. Or to think I'm in sajda, in every posture, just one moment. And or to learn, to know the meaning of the ayat and just ponder over it. And as we have mentioned, that for this, learn the kitab Miftahul Quran. Have our ta'aleem at home and see, just by learning Beheshti Zewar alone, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains, like in Karachi, there was one person who used to sell achar on his bicycle, but he was known as Mufti Achar. Why Mufti Achar? Wherever he goes and somebody asks him a masala, immediately he gives the masala, and the right masala. And people are surprised that you're not a alim also, you're not a sheikh, but you're giving a masala incorrect. How is this possible? He says that I read my Beheshti Zewar cover to cover. And I've read it already 5 times cover to cover. So like Hazrat says, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah used to say that a person who reads Beheshti Zewar, he is an alim, the Urdu alim, that is of Beheshti Zewar, he will know his masalas. Otherwise, generally, even ulama, those masalas that we are not acquainted with, we learnt it, but it's not in our daily occurrences, we don't even know those masalas. For example, one person came to the Maulana and said, now a mouse fell in the well, how many buckets of water must we take out? Now, it's not a common masala. Today, where there's wells, now that Maulana didn't know the masala, he's also sharp. He said, but what, did you see what color mouse fell in? Say, oh, I did say, good, check up quickly what color mouse you were, what color mouse it was. The color of the mouse got nothing to do with that masala. But he sent the person to go check the color of the mouse so he can check his kitab. What is this thing? But if we just learn our basic masail and see concentration, Allahu Akbar, and devotion, according to Maulana Madani Rahmatullahi, he has made it even much more easier that in your whole namaz, even 1 minute, 1 second, in any posture, you just thought, I'm in the presence of Allah. That is also concentration. That is the lowest pass mark. And then as you increase, so a person thinks of all the adab, the etiquettes, how much I must present myself. And then, kubuliyati barga, bachai hakiki ke hoye, baja lawe. Then I should be performing a namaz in front of the real kings of kings, in such a way that namaz is worth being accepted. Now a person has to be conscious that not just I perform my namaz and I'm not worried of my results, my namaz should be worth being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person realizes that I must make an effort that my namaz be accepted, now you'll be conscious all the time of improving your namaz. After namaz, then to make that dua and to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like from the many duas that we enter the masjid alone, one the dua that is mentioned in some tafsir kitabs, A'udhu bi wajhikal kareem, wa bi sultanikal qadeem, min ash-shaytanir rajeem. That now you coming in the court of Allah, so you beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you seek refuge of Allah by Allah ta'ala's very honorable countenance and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rulership. Like if somebody has got an old power in any country, then he's very well and established. This is the old established power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which no ever person in the world has got such an established power. Now you're asking Allah, what your firm power, I'm coming here to your court. Oh Allah, don't let the shaitan disturb me here. Oh Allah, I beg you, I seek refuge from shaitan, that he must not disturb me here. And when you come to the court of Allah, it's not like the courts of this world, that even there, even the person doorkeeper, he expects you that you must give him something. Then he will enter, although he's got nothing, but today every small person, even the security at any door, he thinks he's got some authority. Even if you don't have, you don't give him, he expects, no, you must smile to him, you must talk to him with honor, with respect. Here by the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has made it open for everybody. So a person should realize, I should present myself in this way, that now I get accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this preparation, the first thing, pehle taharat, see that our wuzu is correct. In other words, our istinja, we make istinja also properly. Not we just rush in the toilet, stand and urinate, we don't even wash properly, then where are we? Didn't even serve, we don't even have the key for salah. How are we going to start the salah? Salah is going to take us to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see that we make istinja properly, sit and pass water properly, and clean ourselves properly, and then make our wuzu properly. When making wuzu, see that we don't waste water, we're not talking to people, we're wasting water, we have destroyed our wuzu. So where we don't get concentration in salah. We can't even for a moment, for a second, we don't think that I was in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So correct our wuzu. And one easy way also, in wuzu, in the different postures, there are du'as to be read. Try and learn these du'as. Ask the ulama-i kiram. These du'as are so valuable that we should try and read these du'as. Then we won't have time to talk. And it will make our wuzu so valuable. At least Allahu Akbar, the basic du'as, Rabbi filli zunubi waftalim, Allahumma filli zambi wa wasi'li fi dari wa barikli fi rizqi. These du'as, when you're washing the face, at least read Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Allah, be conscious. And when a person is conscious, then a person will keep in mind that I'm going into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not just slap dash, a person rushes and you just think, finish your wuzu anyhow, and you're rushing into the masjid, just running into the masjid, namaz has started, you late, you still talking, but now you want to rush not to masjid rakat. No, that is not adab, that is not etiquette. How can you walk in the court of the greatest king like that? That is the sign of disrespect. And yet Allah won't throw you out immediately, but you have caused great harm to yourself. You have lost the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these etiquettes to keep in mind are extremely important, that a person realizes that you're going to gain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can't be so unmindful, and a person can't be so foolish to lose all this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Hazrat teaches us here that keep in mind from the beginning your taharat, your cleanliness, the wuzu is properly, or jo hajat nahane ki ho, ghusl kare. If you need to make a ghusl, then make your ghusl also properly, as we're learning all the masail, mashallah, all for our benefit, that to make our namaz complete. And jaisa ke koi jab bacha ke darbar mein jane ka irada karta hai, pehle hammam karta hai, phir kapre pehen ke jaate hai. If a person is intending to go and meet a great king, he's going to just forget a great king, just an ordinary minister. Now you first take your bath, you wear your clean clothes, and you see that you are well dressed, and you're asking everybody, am I suitable enough, am I going? So we should think that we are coming to the court of the kings of all kings. And we must know, not the dress that I think is smart, the dress that the king will love. The dress that my beloved will love. Today we come into the masjid, sometimes we think I'm even wearing a very nice kurta, another, and a very nice jubba. But my jubba is below my ankles. Allah is unhappy with me. Allah's curse is upon me. So what am I going to gain? I'm wearing a big jubba, I'm a sheikh, I'm even giving the khutbah, but I'm getting the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I have to present myself not according to my understanding, according to how my beloved and the kings of all kings, how Allah ta'ala wants me. And Allah has made it very easy, very simple. The richest man can come with the best clothing. The poorest man also, he can come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah ta'ala, there's no distinction that how you dress, what, how much your clothes is. Allah Ta'ala has made it very, very easy. So we should realize this great gift of namaz and appreciate when a person realizes this great value and we start working already towards improving our namaz, then see Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us will be unlimited. And our namaz gets corrected, our whole deen will get corrected. Our deen will get corrected, our dunya will come in order. Then things will come, they will start moving so smoothly and easily, and most important, your iman will be strengthened all the time. As your iman gets strengthened, you are not concerned about conditions around you, what is happening in the world. No time even to look at the news and become despondent. No, you will be concerned that my Allah Ta'ala takes care of me. So this was the lesson of the first lesson. This was actually the bayan of Hazrat Maulana Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, which was in old Urdu, which was quite difficult. Now Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has summarized this first bayan, this first lesson, the first part of the bayan in simpler Urdu. So he's given some explanation here, which is basically similarly the points that we have discussed. But just to make it easier for us, he has given some explanation, which now we will go through that. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ke is bayan mein char baatein hain. He says, Hazrat, in this bayan of his, he has already mentioned four important points. The first important point he has mentioned, namaz ki ahmiyat jisko baar baar parkar dil mein bitana. The first thing is to realize the importance of namaz. How important this namaz is. It has to enter the crevices of our heart. It has to go drench there, like Hazrat says, that I wish I can push it down our throats and goes into our heart. So this importance, to realize the importance of namaz. And for this we learn that we have the Fazail Kitab also of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. These kitabs are not just read to pass to finish the slot or to pass the time. This is to make us realize how valuable the salah. That the most valuable thing in the world, more valuable, if somebody is telling you, I'm going to give you 10 million rand check. What is that 10 million? Or not only check, a cash I will give you. And it will be totally secured. More valuable than millions and billions is namaz. How is? So the importance of namaz, when a person knows the importance, then he will leave everything and attend to salah. And particularly even woman folk. Normally we say the man must make an effort that perform their namaz with jamaat and in the first serf and try and do this regularly 40 days. For woman folk also, the easiest way, the moment the azan starts, they should leave all their work. Get down to their namazes. Otherwise they delay so much. The time of Zohar, Asr comes in, they're reading their Zohar. The time of Zohar is gone. The time of Asr is going, they're reading. Maghrib time sets in, they're reading their Asr still. And this negligence is very, very harmful. So for woman folk also, make sure that the moment the importance of salah comes in our heart, then we will this thing. We will read these Fazail Kitabs and we will study them and see how beneficial they are. So that was the first point. The second point, sabse pehle usko dil mein baar baar soche ke namaz ka hukam mere upar koi bojh ya tawan nahi hai, balki bahut badi ni'mat aur ihsan hai. Allahu Akbar. Jiska shukriya ada nahi ho sakta. That the second important thing is to realize that in our hearts, we should establish this fact and we should ponder from the bottom of our hearts that this command of namaz is in no way any burden upon me. It's no way any penalty. It's no way Allah Ta'ala is putting a duty upon me that is very hard. But in reality, as we have learned, this is the combination ibadat of all the creation of Allah. And Allah is giving us in one rakat such a great honor. And then Allahu Akbar, du'as and all, tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem. So this is such a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a special bounty Allah Ta'ala has blessed me particularly, so I should be showing my appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our namaz in one form is coming to show, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although where are we worth of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But at least show, Ya Allah, you have granted me such a great ni'mat. And Allah ta'ala is calling us and inviting us. So a person should realize, then who am I? Just consider that Allah is calling me munem. Allah Jalla Shanu ne mujh zarra be miqdar ko pehle ashraful makhlukat banaya. Phir apne darbar mein rozana 5 bar arz maruz karne aur apni hajat pesh karne ke liye hazri ki badi taqeed farmayi hai. Aur Allahu Akbar. Then Allah Taala has called me a person that is worthless. I'm not worth anything. I don't have any value. Allah has made me ashraful makhlukat, the best of all creation, and thus without deserving it in the least. But none of us applied for it, and we can't even apply, and we don't even deserve to be the best of all creation. Allah, solely out of His mercy, has chosen me to be the best of all His creation. Then not only that, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that Allah has stressed upon me that 5 times a day you come into my court, you come into the best place, the greatest place and the best, most beautiful place, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, you come here 5 times a day, not just come and just do a duty or a burden, but you come to talk to me. Allahu Akbar. Arz ma'ruz. You come and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we're performing our salah and we are reciting tilawat, we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we learn, if you learn the subject matter, then it's even more enjoyable. You talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only talking, apne hajat pesh karne ke liye hazri ki badi taqeed farmaye. And then to present your needs, that, oh Allah, I've got this need, I've got that need. Allah ta'ala knows all our needs. But Allah Ta'ala, as Hazrat explains, Allah loves when a servant shows and that I am in need of you, Allah. And you beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that Allah Ta'ala has stressed upon us that Allah Ta'ala did not just make it a sunnat that you come for your namaz, it's sunnat. Allah made it for us. That Allah knows we won't really take heed and realize how beneficial, how important, what a great necessity this is. So Allah made it farz so that we don't miss out at all. When a person knows the importance of farz, how great Allah is, that how great His command is. So a person will never ever miss it out. And not only that, that 5 times a day it's farz. Jab ji chahe naflo mein hazri ka izne aam, aam diya. Allahu Akbar. Aur is hazri mein kisi sifarishi aur darbaan ka ihsaan man nahi. Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala has made it that 5 times a day you must come. But whenever you want to meet me, whenever you want to just have connection with me, you want to come and have an appointment with me, then just engage in nafal namaz. Open, Allah Ta'ala has given permission. Today in this world we know just to get an appointment by a doctor, and there you're going to pay for appointment. But how hard it is. Then to get an appointment by a counselor, to get an appointment by a minister, Allah is giving us appointment. And Allah Ta'ala is giving us open, whenever you want to meet me, you just get ready and you perform your nafal namaz and then see. To present yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kisi sifarish or darbaan ka ihsaan mand nahi. We don't have that we have to do a favor upon anybody, that, or anybody has done a favor upon us, that we need some intercessor, that's going to make intercession for me, that I can enter the court of Allah. Or we need the guard, hey, please give me entrance. Nothing like that. Allah Ta'ala hasn't made it that you got the ihsan of anybody. That somebody can say, I did you a favor to allow you to go into the masjid. Nothing like that. But, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further to make us realize that don't miss this opportunity. Because generally what is our nature? Or meri tabi susti. Jahalat aur khaishat in nafsani ke ghalba wagaira se. Jo ghair hadir hokar mahrumi ka sabab ban sakta hai. Usse bachane ke liye sakh waide aur azab ka elan farmaya. Allahu Akbar. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that our nature is we become lazy. That I want to go for salah, but I think it's a bit cold. I'll do it at home. I'll do it a bit later. And we miss our salah. So this nature of ours to be lackadaisical and jahalat, ignorance. We don't know the value of namaz, of salah. So we don't know the value out of ignorance. We delay it. We leave it out. Our khaishat in nafsani, our desires and that, oh, I must see to my family, I must go buy the groceries, I must go do this, that this desires of ours, that doesn't play a part in blocking us from coming to the court of Allah. So for that Allah has made an announcement that whoever doesn't come, for him there will be severe warnings of punishment. Severe punishment Allah Ta'ala has announced. So a person should realize that how can I be so foolish? Allahu Akbar. And this punishment, as Hazrat mentions, when Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that Allah Ta'ala has, so to say, not to make us despondent of the mercy of Allah. Allah says, you should never ever get despondent of the mercy of Allah. وَلَا تَقْنَتُ مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. No matter how useless you are, don't think, where can Allah forgive me? Allah's mercy is very vast. So in order not to become despondent, Allah Ta'ala has associated it with kufr. That a person who becomes despondent and he says, where will Allah forgive me? Allah's mercy, and that is a sign of pride also in any case. But to a person to be despondent of the mercy of Allah, Allah says you'll become a kafir. So Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, Allah Ta'ala has actually used like a rod, like a whip of kufr, that don't become despondent, stay away from my despondency, otherwise you'll fall into this thing. So Allah Ta'ala is keeping, so exactly the same, this warnings of azab, of namaz, not attending, not performing salah, etc., this is actually Allah wants us to stay far away from being, out of the mercy of Allah, from losing out, and اب مجھے جاننا چاہیے کہ ایسے نعمت عظمہ اور محبوب حقیقی کے کرم سے محروم رہ کر اپنے محسن و خالق و مالک اور دنیا آخرت کے چارہ ساز کو ناراض کر کے سخت عذاب کا مول لینا بڑی نادانی اور کمینہ ہے. Now I should know that such a great bounty, such a great ni'mat, and this is only the favor of my real benefactor, my real beloved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To deprive myself of my real benefactor, Allah who's favoring me all the time. Allah who's my khaliq, my creator. Allah who's my malik, my owner, my boss, Allah Akbar. Allah who's in charge of every matter of mine, in whose control everything of mine is, and my needs and all my goodness of dunya and akhirat, Allah Ta'ala is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So me to displease such a great being, Allah Ta'ala, by not going and attending this invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take upon my head severe punishment. This is the height of stupidity, this is the height of meanness and lowness, that shows that this person is not worth being a human being. This person is worse than an animal. When Allah has given you such honor, such greatness, Allah has given you a great gift, and this is not a burden, this is a great ni'mat and enjoyment, a person will be just looking eager and forward to this. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that we work on this namaz, as Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that the first three lessons before you, after, don't carry on to the next lessons until you have practiced on this. So from now we should be paying attention with regard to gaining the ma'rifat of Allah, then learning with regard to what is mustahab in namaz, what is sunnat in namaz, what is wajib, what is faraiz, and building our attention in namaz, and then see Allahu Akbar. As we learn this, we just can't leave out our salah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.